From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonso reporting. Turkey said Wednesday that it will press its military offensive in Syria until the Islamic State is driven from the town of Al-Bab, despite a warning from forces that are allied to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and a helicopter attack on its rebels. Meanwhile, Spain is under pressure Wednesday from its allies to refuse permission for Russian warships headed for the Syrian coast to refuel at one of its ports. Russia's request to allow its ships to stop on Spanish territory are under review, while Spain weighs input from its allies and Russian authorities, according to the foreign ministry. Fresh fires broke out Wednesday in the jungle on the second day of dismantling the squalid migrant camp in northern France. Huge clouds of black smoke billowed over the sprawling settlement in Calais, which French authorities said they expected to finish clearing by the evening. Meanwhile, police said four migrants had been arrested on suspicion of arson. China will carry out military drills in the South China Sea all day on Thursday, according to the country's Maritime Safety Administration Wednesday. It has ordered all other shipping to stay away. This latest exercise comes a week after a U.S. Navy destroyer sailed near the Paracel Islands, prompting a warning from Chinese warships to leave the area. Officials in Belgium resumed talks Wednesday aimed at breaking the deadlock, holding up a free trade agreement between the European Union and Canada. Belgium's Wallonia region has balked over the agreement's arbitration system and its labor, environment, and consumer standards. This is VOA News. The controversial Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is in Japan for a three-day visit after calling on foreign businesses to leave the country if they're worried about his aggressive war on drugs. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
So we're not going to react and respond to every bit of rhetoric. We're going to continue to work at this relationship. We're going to continue to meet our obligations under the defense treaty. And despite the rhetoric, we haven't seen any policy traction behind it. In other words, there hasn't been any tangible changes to the policies and to the programs that both our nations are implementing and executing on a daily basis.
The French aid group Doctors Without Borders said Wednesday that 25 bodies had been found aboard a migrant vessel off the coast of Libya. Survivors from that vessel were picked up in an operation late Tuesday. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, said Wednesday that it had negotiated the release of 145 child soldiers from two rebel groups in South Sudan. Our hope is that it's followed by the release of many others. That's according to Mahimbo Mode, the UNICEF head in South Sudan, in a written statement. UNICEF estimates that around 16,000 children are currently fighting or working as porters with armed groups in South Sudan. The Gambia has become the latest African nation to announce its withdrawal from the International Criminal Court, accusing the War Crimes Tribunal of persecuting Africans. The move by the poor West African nation follows similar decisions this month by South Africa and Burundi to abandon the institution set up to try the world's worst crimes. Britain's media regulator Wednesday said it had fined telecoms giant Vodafone $5.6 million for breaching rules designed to protect its customers. Ofcom revealed in a statement that it had uncovered evidence of mis-selling, inaccurate billing, and poor complaints handling processes for British customers of Vodafone, which is the world's second largest phone mobile operator. A major Pakistani militant group worked with the Islamic State to carry out a huge raid on a police academy in the country's southwest this week that left more than 60 people dead, according to a spokesman. The claim appears to confirm analysts' prediction that the Middle East-based group is now building links with local outfits as its key rival, Al-Qaeda, loses ground. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Francis Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.